وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم The biggest question humanity is facing since its beginning is that what is contentment of life? How to gain contentment of life? This is the biggest issue of human being. To answer that question, human being has two sources. Number one, his own intellect, and number two is that he can take guidance from somebody. Because usually when he faces some problems, he tries to use his intellect and also try to take guidance from somebody. As somebody buys some product, he usually try to follow the manufacturer's instructions, the booklet or brochure, whatever is with the product. He usually tries to read that. He feels that I'm dependent on that to get the maximum output, to get the maximum gain from that product. So similarly, to answer that question, which is the biggest problem of human being, the same two sources he has. But as in the other scenarios of the life, he is dependent on the booklets or manufacturer's instruction, in this case also he can only answer that question when he will follow the instruction of human creation. He can use his intellect, but he cannot gain the correct answer. And the same thing is happening since the beginning of the humanity. Since the beginning, always there are two groups. One group is saying that I will use my intellect to answer that question. And when he uses that intellect, somebody says, okay, the contentment of life is actually in the wealth. And when he says that that contentment of life is actually in the wealth, he makes the aim of the life the wealth. So the creator of the human being mentions the story of Karun. In the instruction manual, which is Quran, for the humanity, the manufacturer of human being, the creator of the human being, mentions the story of Karun. Okay, if you want to do that experiment, if you want to say that the contentment of life is actually in the wealth, okay, look at that story, which was mentioned today in Tarawih. Somebody says, no, actually the contentment of life is hidden in some position, in some government, So Allah Ta'ala mentions the story of Fir'aun. Somebody says, no, the contentment of life is actually in these financial issues, the business. So Allah Ta'ala unveiled the story of Shu'aib al-Islam and his Ummah. So since the beginning, it's not today's problem. Since the beginning of the humanity, this question is there, and several people have tried their best to answer that question. Now, what is the solution? Obviously, as I mentioned, the solution lies that to question the Creator, please answer us, what is the answer of this question? Then Creator can tell that, okay, I have created you, I have made you. So I will tell what is the answer of this question. How will you get the contentment of the life? So in Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentioned the answer. What? He says that Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Mafhoom is that, O people, undoubtedly the contentment of heart and curb and life is hidden in only one thing, and that is my remembrance, the zikr. If you will remember me, you will get the contentment of life. So clearly it is mentioned that there is no ambiguity, no confusion. But still, a person has this answer and still he is searching for something else. Then the second question is, how much person should do the zikr? If Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, okay, this zikr, this remembrance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the answer for this question, okay, how much should I do that? So Allah Ta'ala also answered that question. That, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu zkurullaha zikran kaseera. Mafhoom is that, O people who have believed, remember Allah, but abundantly. This is the shirt Allah Ta'ala has mentioned to get this contentment of life. Because little zikr, non-abundant zikr will not be able to get all the contentment of the life. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Quran the sign of munafiqeen, that they do the zikr non-abundantly, kaleela. So this is the problem of every human being, whether he is alim, whether he is non-alim, whether he is businessman, whether he is a student, whether he is a teacher, whoever he is, he needs contentment of life, and it is hidden in only one thing, this is remembrance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this is must on every person to do that. It's not an option thing. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, Aqimis Salati li Zikri. Kyo people, this salah, the prayers are must for you. Why? Li Zikri. For my remembrance. It's not only to do the qiyam or ruku or sajda only. Actual aim which is hidden in this salah and namaz is to do remembrance of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Okay Allah, we are praying and we are trying our best to do the zikr of you in the namaz, in salah, in prayers. That's it. So Allah Ta'ala answered that question also. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ فَاسْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِكُمْ. Meaning that when you finish your prayers, then do zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Remembrance of Allah Ta'ala while standing, while lying, while sitting, at any position you should remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. What does it mean? It means 24 hour day, 7 days a week. This is what Allah wants from us. This is Quran. Now we can look at our lives. Only to get the knowledge of these verses is not everything. Actually, to act upon these verses. So clearly mentioned, but still person is not doing zikr abundantly. Why? Allah Ta'ala also answered that question. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Oh, you have believed, let not your wealth and your children divert you from remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are two main causes, reasons that why people are not doing zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Clear cut mention. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. And whoever does that, then those are the losers. So we have only two options. No, there is no third option. Either to be among the people who are doing the abundant zikr, or we will be the losers. And what is the biggest loss of the life is this discontent life. In spite of everything is in the house, in spite of everything is in the bank balance, still person is saying, I can't feel that contentment. Because you are not obeying your Creator. How can you get the maximum output from your life? The next question is, how to do zikr? Okay, we have to do zikr to get this contentment. We have to do it abundantly. And the biggest enemy in this path is my children and my wealth. Okay, I have understood all these things. Now how to do the zikr? So Allah Rabbul Izzat also mentioned in the Quran that waskur rabbaka fi nafsik. Can remember your Lord in yourself. So this is the only way a person can do 24/7 zikr, 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. If I will say somebody, use your tongue to do the zikr 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, he will say, I can't do it. But Allah Ta'ala wants us that our qalb should always be in continuous remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the next question is, how to gain that? The 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, my heart should be doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to attain that level? So this question is answered by our mashayikh from different ahadith and different Quranic verses. In ahadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have mentioned two types of zikr. One is which is done with the tongue, and the other is which is done with the kalb. And also we should understand that the kalb, the word kalb, which is mentioned several times in Quran and Hadith, is actually the spiritual kalb, spiritual heart. We are not talking about our physical heart, which is pumping the blood. We are talking about our spiritual heart. So there are two types of zikr mentioned in Hadith. One is done with the tongue and other is done with the kalb. And it is also mentioned in Hadith that the zikr which is done with the kalb in the heart has 70 times more benefits, more effects than the zikr done with the kalb. Okay, so I have to do zikr with the kalb. I have two options: to do zikr with the tongue or to do zikr with the heart or kalb. Okay, I know the zikr of the tongue. There are different tasbihat which are mentioned in Quran and Hadith, different verses of the Quran, and different tasbihat have been mentioned in the Hadith. So this is lisani zikr. This is zikr which can be done with the tongue. How to do the zikr of the kalb? So Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Quran, Waskur isma rabbik. Remember the name of your Lord. So what is the name of the Lord? Allah. And also it is mentioned in the Quran, Watabattal ilayhi tabtila. That do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do the zikr of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with utmost devotion, disconnect from this world and do this zikr with utmost devotion. This is called focus zikr. If we can divide zikr, there's other two categories. One is generalized zikr, which we can do 24 hours a day. Now if I am talking to you, I'm lying on my bed, I'm driving the car, still I can do zikr of kalb. This is generalized zikr. That my mind is focused on my kalb, or mind is involved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all zikr. This is all remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm doing nothing with my tongue. So this is generalized. One is focused zikr. That Allah ta'ala is saying, the watabattal ilayhi tabtila, disconnect from the world and spare some time and do a focus zikr. Then what will this focus zikr will do? This focus zikr will actually help you to do the generalized zikr. Even the salah, the namaz, the prayers is focus zikr. We disconnect from the world and we spare some time and we focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This focus zikr actually helps us to do the zikr outside salah, outside namaz, outside prayers. Okay, then what will this zikr do? What will this focus zikr do? How will it help to get the contentment of the life? So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also mentioned that. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سِقَالَ وَسِقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. Mafhoom? That everything needs a polish to clean it. And the polish of the kalb and the heart is zikrullah, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to polish our kalb regularly, daily, as we clean our home, as we clean our cars, as we clean ourselves daily. So we should also clean our heart and kalb daily with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this focused zikr, with this abundant zikr. Then it will be polished, and when it will be polished, all the discontentment of life will vanish. So whole the procedure has been described and prescribed in Quran and Hadith. Now, just imagine the Ummah who has this solution is doing two false. One, he himself actually is not doing according to the prescription. Secondly, he is not telling other people that we have the solution of this life, we have the solution of this big problem. So message of the today is that we should reconsider this dilemma, this question. Because ultimately everybody will get to this conclusion. Everybody. A person can swear upon that. Just it's a matter of time. Somebody realizes it at the age of 20. Somebody realizes it at the age of 30. Somebody at 40. Somebody 50, 60, 70. If not, ultimately, everybody will realize at the time of death. Even Fir'aun realized, Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Quran. So we should not do the experiments. Our life is not an experiment. Allah Ta'ala mentioned the stories of previous Ummah, not for this purpose, that is a storybook. Only for this purpose, so that we should not do the experiments in our life. We should get the conclusions, the moral lesson from those stories, and we should implement those moral lessons in our lives. So our Mashayikh actually mentioned a prescription to get this contentment. It's very easy, very practical. As some doctor prescribes a patient a prescription. So what is the prescription? Number one, do tasbih of istighfar in the morning and the evening. It has been mentioned in Quran and Hadith. Secondly, do the tasbih of Durood-e Pak in the morning and in the evening. It has been mentioned in Quran and Hadith. Number three, recite Holy Quran daily. As much as you can. One para ideal, otherwise as much as you can. It has been mentioned in Quran and Hadith. Number four, always try to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? Just think that Allah ta'ala is looking at me, Allah ta'ala is with me, I'm not alone. Everything which is occurring in my life is actually from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this thing is actually remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is generalized zikr. It has been mentioned in Quran and Hadith. Fifth, do a focused zikr for a few moments daily. It can be 5 to 10 minutes to 15 minutes, but it should be daily. Once a week will not help. Once a month will never help. So daily focus zikr. Sometimes person is busy, okay, no problem. But 6 days a week he should do. It has been mentioned in Quran. So five things a person can do, and then he can say, he can experience actually the contentment of life in his heart. It's not a theory. It's not a hypothesis. There are several proofs that whoever has done this actually get the contentment of life. And the sixth and the last thing is to get connected to your spiritual doctor, which is called Shaykh, which is called anything, name is not important. Actually, You should get connected to the spiritual doctor. Why? For updates. As you get connected to a physical doctor for your physical health, you get a prescription and then you go for the follow-ups. So these only six things, which hardly takes half an hour to 1 hour a day, solve the problem of your life or everybody's life. It's a doable thing. It's an achievable thing. Within few days, within few months, the same person will come that I am totally changed. What has been changed? Outside? No. Everything is same. I am changed from my inside. So we should also pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please Allah ta'ala. Everything has been written in Quran and Hadith. Still I am so lazy that I cannot act upon these advices. These simple advices. I can do everything for this world. I have 24 hour day for my wealth and my children. But I don't have 15 to 10 minutes for this thing. So may Allah Ta'ala help us to get the contentment of life. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Before dua, I will say a few words of tawbah. This is holy month of Ramadan, actually month of doing tawbah again and again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam insisted to revive the iman consistently in the life. So I will say a few words, you can repeat after me when I will say Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salaman ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. Now you can say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allahi ta'ala wal ba'thi ba'd al maut. Amantu billahi kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi wa qabiltu jamia ahkamihi iqrarun bil lisan wa tasdiqun bil qalb. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin وأتوب إليه برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Now for the few moments before dua, just couple of minutes, I will show you how to do this focus zikr. Just close your eyes, focus your thought on the curl which is on the left side of your breast, and just think that it is saying Allah, 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 as I have explained already that several verses and Quran and Hadith actually are mentioning that. So nothing to say from mouth, from tongue. It's not act of breath. Actually, it's only act of thought. It's a thinking process. Only think that my curl is saying Allah, 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 and I'm listening. So it's only a thinking process. So Rahmat of Allah comes. As Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, Faskuruni Askurkum, remember me, I will remember you. So when we remember Allah Rabbul Izzah in our qalb, Allah Ta'ala also remembers us. And when Allah Ta'ala remembers, then His shower of mercy actually comes upon us. So for a minute or two, just close your eyes and focus at your qalb. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Please offer dua. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azaban nar. Rabbana innana sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil imani an aminu bi rabbikum fa amanna. Rabbana ighfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Rabbana la tu'akhidhna in nasina wa akhtana. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. O Lord, please forgive our sins. O Lord, this is holy month of Ramzan. Please forgive our sins. You like the forgiveness. We kindly forgive our sins. Although our sins are as much as the foam of the sea. Our sins are as much as the sand of the desert. Our sins are as much as the leaves of the trees. Still, Allah, please forgive our sins. Allah Ta'ala, please help those people who are facing the atrocities from the non-Muslims. Please, Allah Ta'ala, help those people who are actually facing problems in their life, griefs in their life. Oh Allah Ta'ala, we are actually dependent upon you. Please, Allah Ta'ala, open the gates of your mercy. Allah Rabbul Izzat, please forgive all those people who have died. O Allah Ta'ala, forgive all those people who have died. O Allah Ta'ala, please accept all the deeds what we are doing. Please Allah Ta'ala, accept this gathering and all the words which have been said and which have been listened. Please Allah Ta'ala, accept from us our fasting, our prayers, our taraweeh, our du'as, and everything what we have done in this month of Ramzan especially. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqihi Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.